Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, we headed to the cemetery, Shirley. Uh-huh. That's where we're going. But we got a problem down there at the cemetery. You gave wrong directions to my sister's grave. You gave wrong directions to my sister's grave. We at the wrong grave. Praying over the wrong person. Luring the wrong person into the ground. Everybody there. The tent is up. We all sitting up under the tent. We at the wrong grave. Good God, man. Where is my sister? You gave wrong direction to my sister's grave. Cat dog, if you would.
Would.
Yes, these things do happen, people. These things do happen.
Hello. Thank you for calling Cemetery. How may I help you?
My name is Frederick Stemmer. Did that Tamara Mick.
Let me see if she's in the office. One moment, please.
Thank you. It don't make sense for us all to go out there like we did, and then to run into these type of problems that
Hello?
They had. Hello?
Hello?
Listen, my name is Frederick Stemmons.
Okay.
Now, my sister's system is buried out there.
Okay.
And we come out there last week on Monday to come out there and pray over the space where she is. Now, you is the one that told us that it was a few spaces away from the mausoleum. Now, we got out there and prayed over my sister Frances's burial and found out that we was in the wrong space. And they say you was the one that told it to us.
Sir, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You was the one that told us that my sister Frances...
I don't give out spaces. I'm in the administrative office.
I don't know where you work. All I know is you was the one that told us this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You was the one that my grandbaby said that she talked to the woman named Tamara. And you had us out there standing over some white man's body. And it wasn't
right. I'm not a counselor, so I can't tell you where a space is. So your granddaughter lied to you.
Ain't nobody lied to me. Not you had us out there in the wrong space.
I couldn't have had you in the wrong space because I don't even know the cemetery.
You know what? I'm going to send my grandbaby up there to talk to you.
Okay. I'll be here till 5.
You're very mischievous. You know that?
I'll be here till 5 o'clock. You have a good day.
No, you don't you hang up this phone on me.
You have a good day.
No, I'm not going to have a good day. You had me praying over my sister Francis's body and it was the wrong one. And we're sitting there praying over this white man's body.
Get out and get out.
It wasn't right. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
You don't have an apology or nothing.
Because I know I didn't tell your granddaughter where a space was.
Then what did you tell her?
I don't even know who your granddaughter is.
What do you mean? The Stemmons family. We were not there.
I don't know who the Stemmons family is.
It's not Stemmons. It's Stemmons. Stemmons.
I don't know a Simmons family. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not a counselor. I don't even deal with family.
Here's what I need you to do. Can you go out there and pray over my sister body?
I don't know where your sister is buried.
It's supposed to have been 6 spaces away from the mausoleum.
I don't... Are there any spaces?
Yeah.
Where is it at?
That's the sister.
section 2?
We was in section 2, but it was some white man. We was it wasn't my sister Frances.
Okay, I don't even know who your sister Frances is. I do not even know where section 2 is. Whoever came into the cemetery and said that they spoke to me, they probably did speak to me, and I probably got the information from a counselor, but I never told them exactly where the spot was. So if they were out there praying over your sister and they were in the wrong spot, that's not my problem.
They're praying over some white man.
That's not my problem, sir.
If you gave the wrong
spot.
If you gave the wrong information, it is just, but let me explain to you.
I don't give the wrong information.
Tamron,
I told them, yes, she's in section 2. But I did not physically go out there and point to the spot to tell them to pray over that spot.
Let me explain what I'm trying to stop from happening. If my people come up there, it's going to be some more bodies getting buried, and I don't want nobody to get
hurt. Okay, I mean, your family can come up here. It's not going to be no more bodies being buried. What they can do is come up here, right, and we can conversate about this. But it's not going to be an uproar up here.
I want you to go out there and you pray over Francis's body.
I'm not going out to pray over nobody's body.
It's not my family member.
I didn't tell them the wrong information.
Do you love the Lord?
I dearly do.
Then you ought to have some sympathy. I want you to bow your head right now.
No, I'm going to end this conversation
because I have other work to do.
Now, if they want to come in and talk to me, I will be here until 5 o'clock.
Can I say one more thing before you go?
You can say one more thing and I'm ending the call.
Okay.
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sister Tamika set you up, baby, and you just got it, baby, from nephew Tommy. Boy, you were standing your ground. You like, oh, no, just because you wasn't prayed over the wrong body, that don't mean nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with that. All right, check it out. You got to tell me one thing. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
CRV.
That was cute.
What, Tommy?
And there you have it. I encourage all of y'all to get out there and find out where you're going to be buried at. Know where it's going to be. Let people know exactly where it is in the cemetery. These are things you need to know. You want to know this. You want to know this. You don't have these ups and these problems like this. You know
what?
You need know where you're going to be buried at, Carla. Know that before you leave here. Know what tree it is. What plot you next to. Know what's going on.
Know your neighbors.
Know your
neighbors. You can't do nothing about them. You need to know them.
I'm between these two people.
Okay, that's Brother Marcus over here on my left. All right, and that is Marcus's wife, Sister Brenda. That's the two. I'm right there by them.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
got to know where you're gonna be.
You got to know that.
Got to.
Not with you.
Hey, because
sometimes they go out there, you be talking to the grave like we miss you and all this type of stuff. Uh-huh. But that ain't the grave you're supposed to be at. That's the wrong person you've been talking to.
You at the wrong one. And you standing on somebody else. Who is you standing on? You got to pay attention.
I appreciate that time. Thank you.
Shut up, Junior.
Just a little tidbit of information that you need to know. Just a tidbit.
I didn't even think about that. I am now.
All right. No graves going on February the 8th, all right? This is all fun right here. February the 8th, the nephew will be in Memphis, Tennessee. That's Graceland Soundstage. Graceland Soundstage right out there where Elvis will be. Y'all come on out and take a look. Nephew's coming to town, all right? Graceland Soundstage. That's the weekend of the big game. So Saturday night, it is the nephew in Memphis, Tennessee. All right. But ain't been there for a minute. Been a while, ain't it, Memphis? It really has, Memphis. What's been going on down there? Peabody still there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many different barbecue?
Yeah.
Got about 5-6 different barbecue spots down there that still jumping? Is them ducks still crossing the street down there, Memphis? Man. Is that still happening?
We was up there at the Peabody last weekend, Tommy, for St. Jude. If I tell you, them ducks live better than people at the Peabody.
Them ducks very well.
Is everything. Yeah. They got a whole show.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I know it. Mm-hmm. And you better not do nothing one of them ducks, I'm telling
man.
You.
Man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.